Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In about half an hour, we will be joined by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Mark is a relatively new acquisition for AFP, and among many other things, we're going to be talking about this April 9th piece penned by Mark Anderson in the American Free Press entitled 14 States Act to Stop North American Union. There will be other things, of course, that Mark will be able to talk with us about, and which we will talk about between 8:30 this morning and 10 o'clock Central Time. That's Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Back then to a series of things that we've already been talking about in the last hour. If you are sick of the usual voices, the Marxist collectivist voices for gun control, Matthew Clark and Paul Craig Roberts have pieces at LouRockwell.com today, which we've already looked at. Matthew Clark's piece is entitled Gun Laws Cause Crime. Paul Craig Roberts' article is entitled Ban People, They Kill. Both of those are absolutely essential reading today at LouRockwell.com. As I mentioned in the first part of the show, it's encouraging that despite the fact that CNN.com quite clearly is trying to interject a pro-gun control point of view into their discussion of this Virginia Tech situation this morning, that the poll shows that by a 56% margin, the respondents to CNN's poll question this AM oppose gun control laws. And, you know, when you look at that, again, given the amount of brainwashing that has gone on this subject with the American public for a long time on the part of corporate media, it's curious, even at this late date, corporate media cannot come up with a poll, it seems, that supports what they've been trying to cram down our throats. But keep an eye on this story and keep an eye on HR. And I'm trying to think again, is it 1022, Chris? I think it's HR 1022, which is the latest gun control bill that is winding its way through the American House of Representatives. Check on this thing ongoingly. You can do that online by going to thomas.loc.gov. And don't put www in there, by the way. Just put thomas.loc.gov. You will come to an incredible service that will enable you to research any bill online through the congressional record. You can see the character of the legislation, the sponsors, the exact wording of the text, all of the amendments that have been attached or removed, and where the thing is in its progress. Let's hope that House Bill 1022 goes down the tube. It's our responsibility to make sure that it does, and just keep an eye on that whole story in the days ahead. Pat Buchanan, as we've mentioned, has a piece today entitled Wolfie's Piggy Bank Voices. Has an important piece this morning entitled The Ongoing Trials of Mordecai Vanunu. We will maybe try to take a look at the text of that a little bit before Mark Anderson comes on at 8:30. But today there is at the Jewish Daily Forward, that's the title of the publication, the Jewish Daily Forward, a post by Nathan Gutman entitled Secret Briefing by Zinni, Seen as Key in AIPAC Duo Trial. Gutman says that new details are emerging about a secret 2003 briefing that could play a key role in the defense of two pro-Israel advocates charged with passing classified information. Until now, the identities of the participants were not publicly known except for one of the defendants, Steve Rosen, then policy director of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. In recent weeks, however, the Forward has confirmed that the meeting featured a briefing delivered by top Middle East peace envoy Anthony Zinni and was attended by Jess Hordes, head of the Washington Office of the Anti-Defamation League, and Dan Mirashin, executive vice president of B'nai B'rith International. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you today live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mount Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led to a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase in monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. And no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free EBD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did it change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
To live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will be with us at right around 8:30 Central Time this morning. That's about 20 minutes from now. We're going to have a good chat, I trust, in regard to all kinds of things that Mark has been researching for AFP, including his April 9th piece entitled 14 States Act to Stop the North American Union. This, of course, is the latest string in a series of things that Washington has been up to create full participation on the part of the United States in the various instruments of the New World Order. The North American Union is just the latest. As a part of that North American Union, it becomes very, very clear that the idea is to create a free trade zone throughout this hemisphere that ultimately destroy what remains of the American manufacturing sector of our economy, and among other things, will destroy the trucking industry. I think that that is the bottom line on the Jerome Dorsey piece in WorldNet Daily that is entitled Angry Truckers to Encircle D.C. with Blockade. Those angry truckers on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th will also be involved in slowdowns on the highways. They will be encircling all 48 state capitals to make their voices heard, that they do not want Mexican trucks driving around in this country freely with no restrictions. And they do not want their own livelihoods and what we have known of the trucking industry up to this point to be destroyed. And for more information on that upcoming protest, you can find it at Republic Broadcasting Network's own website. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Absolutely key that we keep an eye on this. The truckers' truck out boycott scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. Listeners can go to republicbroadcasting.org for more information. My old friend Frosty Wooldridge is one of the really key people, as WorldNet Daily chronicles it today, who is involved in organizing this thing. Frosty Wooldridge is, of course, a member of the Republic Broadcasting Network team and also is a part of the same news service that I write for, Breaking All the Rules News. He is a part of that whole organization that I've been with in recent years, posting the paleo-conservative perspective on a whole series of things related both to domestic and foreign policy. But get the word out on this, folks. Tell your family members and friends about it. Give them the information that's publicbroadcasting.org website. Send them the Jerome Corsi essay, as we currently have it at worldnetdaily.com, in order that they might understand that the President of the United States is directly involved in this drive toward world government. It's destroying our society. It's destroying our culture. It's destroying the economy. And this trucking situation is but one example of that, but a very key and important one. And it will be interesting to see what the legislatures and what the federal government have to say when they are told by Americans, folks, we've had enough of this. My hat is off to these guys. And it's going to be a very, very interesting three-day period of time as maybe we will begin to see some things in regard to opposition to what has been going on in this globalization movement in recent days and months and in the last decade or so. Let's do what we can to support these protests. These are lawful protests, by the way, and to continue holding Mr. Bush's feet to the fire and continue holding the feet of congressmen to the fire. And those members of corporate media who support this sort of thing, let's hold their feet to the fire as well and begin relying upon those organs of opinion that we can trust. The Republic Broadcasting Network is clearly one. The American Free Press is also another one that we consult ongoingly as a place where you can see an alternative to this drive to world government. And we need to organize, folks. We need to organize politically as we have never done it before. I have a piece that I posted last night at Breaking All the Rules News. It is the latest piece for the Columnist Guild News Bureau of BATR. You can find it on the main BATR news page at the bottom of that page. It is then, of course, posted in the Columnist Guild News Bureau division of the Breaking All the Rules News site, and it pertains to the USS Liberty. That's an ongoing story that we've been talking about at RBN. Mark Glenn is running this story down for the American Free Press. But in that piece, I make reference to the angry, restless natives. It seems to me that more and more Americans are beginning to wake up to the fact that something is wrong with this war in Iraq. Something is wrong with the denial of constitutional rights as we have seen it in recent years in this country. Something is wrong when we see American economic interests and American cultural interests taking a back seat to the Israeli lobby and also to the advocates of globalization worldwide who want to destroy what we have known this country. This North American Union is a part of that process. The President of the United States supports this North American Union. We need to oppose it with every fiber of our being. And again, we need to find out where our congressmen and congresswomen stand on this issue and absolutely hold their feet to the fire as well. And in that whole piece that I did for BATR last night, I'm talking about, in this case, foreign policy and the way in which we should be absolutely infuriated with the character of what Israel did to this country on June the 8th, 1967, when it deliberately attacked the USS Liberty. I have summed up all of the evidence for this in that article with links to what Eric Margolis has said on the subject and a link to what James Ennis told the Washington Report for Middle East Affairs, June of 1993, on this subject. But then I go on to say that this is a microcosm of a much larger problem. It's a real problem when Israel is running the foreign policy of this country. It's a real problem when we see other forces, foreign forces, globalist forces, run other portions of our total policy package. That's both foreign and domestic. This North American Union is an example of it. NAFTA is an example of it. The World Trade Organization are examples of it. And both where it comes to the Iraq war as well as to what's going on in this country domestically, there's got to be an end game, folks. There has to come a time when the American public stands up and says, we've enough of this stuff. That is the basic thesis that lies behind my piece for BATR last night on the USS Liberty. And whether it comes to what Israel has been doing to our foreign policy in the last 60-some-odd years, and what the Jewish lobby has been doing in regard to buying the United States Congress and executive, or whether we're talking about, again, some of the issues that are embodied in this trucking protest that's coming up this week, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's about time that the American people say that enough is enough. We're sick of the guys in the federal government that are destroying the fiber of our nation. We're sick of the people in corporate media that have been their willing partners in this whole situation. And frankly, we are sick of the Israeli lobby continuing to manipulate this country in a way that is not in our national interest. And the Iraq war, as I point out in my piece last night for BATR, the Iraq war may be the straw that breaks the camel's back and produces a much larger groundswell of protest, lawful, legitimate, but nonetheless powerful protest in this country in regard to what our government is doing, in regard to what the policy elites of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission have been doing. And this is our moment, folks. We need to take the bull by the horns and to absolutely slug it out in regard to reclaiming what was ours and what could be ours again. I want to get back then to what the Jewish Daily Forward has been talking about in this piece that has been posted entitled Secret Briefing by Zinni, seen as the key in the IPAC duo trial. New details, as I've mentioned, are emerging about a secret 2003 briefing that could play a key role in the defense of two pro-Israel advocates charged with passing classified information. Until now, the identities of the participants were not publicly known, except for one of the defendants, Steve Rosen, then policy director of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. In recent weeks, however, the Jewish Daily Forward has confirmed that the meeting featured a briefing delivered by top Middle East peace envoy Anthony Zinni and was attended by Jess Hordes, head of the Washington Office of the Anti-Defamation League, Dan Mariashin, the executive vice president of B'nai B'rith International. Defense lawyers have sought the testimony of those in attendance to demonstrate to the jury that meetings between administration officials and Jewish representatives were common practice and that intelligence was frequently shared during these powwows without the participants knowing the information was classified. But as first reported to the Jewish Daily Forward last month, the Jewish representatives who attended the meeting are refusing to cooperate with the defense team. Hordes and Mariashin refused to comment for this story, and the identity of the third Jewish representative who is refusing to testify could not be confirmed. In Anthony Zinni, the defense team would be turning to a harsh critic of both the Iraq war and neoconservatives at the Pentagon, who, according to Zinni, thought the invasion would stabilize American interests in the Middle East and strengthen Israel's position. Quote, I think it's the worst-kept secret in Washington that everybody I talked to in Washington has known and fully knows what their agenda was and what they were trying to do, said Zinni in a May 2004 interview with the CBS News program 60 Minutes. At the meeting with the Jewish representatives, Zinni discussed the situation in the Middle East and attempts by the Bush administration to promote the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, according to sources familiar with the prosecution's account of the meeting. The sources said that Zinni, quote, spoke very freely, unquote, and that he revealed information that was not available to the general public. The next day, Rosen, who had represented AIPAC at the meeting, informed his superiors at the pro-Israel lobby about the information supplied by Zinni. This is Mark Gancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will join us in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the friend people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-22-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herb oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will join us at right around 8:30 this morning, Central Time, talk about all kinds of things, including the North American Union and what 14 states are doing to oppose this movement toward an American Union. I've been covering a series of news stories today. Wolfie's Piggy Bank by Pat Buchanan, I have mentioned. I have gotten a little bit into what Matthew Clark and Paul Craig Roberts have talked about today at LouRockwell.com in regard to the whole issue of gun laws. Must reading for those of you who recognize, as I do, that this gun control movement is absolutely absurd and it's dangerous and it's predictable and it's being manipulated by policy elites who want to destroy your right and mine to defend ourselves from all kinds of criminal predators. Dovetails with what World Net Daily has posted in recent days from Jerome Corsi about this trucking strike and blockade that's coming up. I should say a blockade that's coming up in Washington, D.C. and also in the 48 continental states. This is something that we are talking about at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find out more about this trucking situation that's coming up on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th by consulting the Republic Broadcasting site at republicbroadcasting.org. This month, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, there will be a trucker's truck-out boycott. Again, in all the 8 continental U.S. states, the state legislature capitol buildings will be circled and shut down, bumper to bumper, 3 trucks wide. This is going to start at noon on Monday, and will go Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. These people will also make their presence known with the White House, and it's going to be fascinating to see how all of that plays out. Our own Frosty Wooldridge at Republic Broadcasting Network and also at Breaking All the Rules News is very much involved in coordinating this on a national basis. This comes up in the Jerome Corsi piece at WorldNet Daily that I've recommended to you, and our hats need to be off to Frosty in regard to what he's doing. And let's support him and support his organization that is mentioned at World Net Daily to the extent that we can. Very, very key story. It's not going to go away, and I think it's indicative of a much wider movement of protest that is well on its way. Back then to this whole thing with the Jewish Daily Forward. They have a post by Nathan Gutman, which has been out there for a few days, entitled Secret Briefing by Zinni, Anthony Zinni, seen as key in AIPAC duo trial. This involves, I think, a couple of things. Steve Rosen, one of the Jews charged with espionage, who was then the policy director of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, had a briefing or a meeting that was delivered by top Middle East peace envoy Anthony Zinni and was attended by Jess Hordes, the head of the Washington office of the Anti-Defamation League, and Dan Merriam, the executive vice president of B'nai B'rith International. There was a third Jew who was there. We don't yet know who it was. We'll see if it eventually comes out in the news media. But this is the deal, that basically Jess Hordes, Mary Oshin, representing the Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith International, in conjunction with Anthony Zinni, an appropriate critic of the Iraq War, were chatting with Steve Rosen, then the policy director of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. And Rosen, of course, is one of the people charged with espionage in this spy case that involves Iran. But nonetheless, you now have a situation where the defense team for Mr. Rosen is trying to say that this meeting is an indication of how often it is that the key officials of the American government meet with representatives of the Jewish organization. And that in many cases, the participants supposedly know that these things that they are talking about, or don't know, I should say, don't know that the things that they're talking about in some instances are classified, and that in regard to the take on this that Rosen's defense team is coming up with, they're going to say that this conversation with Anthony Zinni and these representatives of the Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith International are an indication that goes on all the time. There's really nothing wrong here. There was no deliberate attempt on the part of AIPAC's national director, Mr. Rosen, or his friend Kevin Weissman, who is AIPAC's Iran specialist, to do anything that was harmful to the national security interests of the United States. And therefore, any jury that looks at this is going to conclude that Rosen and Weissman are not guilty of espionage, that they were just conducting business as usual in Washington, D.C., and this meeting with Anthony Zinni and with the head of the Washington office of the Anti-Defamation League and the executive vice president of B'nai B'rith International is just, business as usual. And the conversations that Rosen and Weissman had with some other folks related to this country's stance on Iran and the passage of government documents related to Iran by a guy named Larry Franklin, who was in the National Security Agency. He was an Iran specialist. He gave Rosen and Weissman of AIPAC some classified documents that presumably were then passed on to the government of Israel. That this is no big deal, according to the defense team, and this meeting with Anthony Zinni is going to be what they use to try and convince a jury that no espionage was involved in these meetings with Larry Franklin. Let's keep an eye on this story, folks, and it's an indication of how low the Israeli lobby will stoop to get what it wants in any situation. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll shortly be joined by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you're concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1965, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are now joined by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Mark is a relatively new acquisition for the paper who has a lot of things to say to us on a variety of subjects, including the whole issue of a North American Union. Are you there?
I am, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, and you?
Good. Listen, I've been talking about a number of news items today, both in terms of foreign and domestic policy, and including some things on this gun control issue. That are at LouRockwell.com today as a result of what happened at Virginia Tech yesterday. And I've been mentioning a little bit about this whole business of this truckers' blockade coming up in Washington, D.C., a way in which that apparently relates to a much larger issue with NAFTA and GATT and World Trade Organization and all these different globalist institutions. And now we're talking about a so-called North American Union. I'm looking at your April 9th piece, American Free Press, which is entitled 14 States Act to Stop the North American Union. Lay out for the listener a little bit of what all is involved in this and what you think the implications are.
Well, the state legislatures, largely at the behest of grassroots activists, are passing these resolutions calling on the federal government that the states long ago once created to basically not enter into the North American Union, or if they're already a little ways into it, to pull out. And, of course, the big question is always if these things have more bark than they do bite. In other words, will these resolutions fall on deaf ears in Washington? Will the legislators in Washington listen to the states and the activists who are, you know, ultimately trying to stop the North American Union? And it's what it's really about, of course, is a lot of people to land, including a number of state legislators, don't like what's in the North American Union, and that is to essentially merge the economic and political systems of Canada, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, to sort of bind them together in a common partnership, as they like to call it. And they don't like the various things that go along with that. What I mentioned in the article in the April 9 American Free Press, the headline, Idaho Nixes American Union, Idaho's resolution itself mentions quite a few things that have been in American Free Press before. One of those is the freight, that is the cargo and imported goods from Asia and whatnot, would go to Pacific Ocean ports on the Mexican in Mexico, and that a lot of that freight would be diverted from U.S. ports at Long Beach and Los Angeles, and then that cargo would be run up through Mexico by truck and by train through Mexico into Texas aboard the new Trans-Texas Corridor, which is that major highway and tollway system American Free Press has written about, largely stuff that I have covered. And so the implications are not only that there would be a Mexican truck invasion with a lot of Mexican domiciled trucks coming up through Mexico into the United States and having free reign. You know, these truckers would no longer have to stop at the U.S. border and exchange their freight, hand it over to U.S. truckers who would then deliver the rest of the way to the United States. These truckers would then... If this other proposal goes through to allow them in, these Mexican truckers would be allowed to deliver their goods anywhere in the U.S. So it's a really big machine that we're looking at here, where a North American Union would allow this free flow of goods and people and Mexican domiciled trucks, and all this cargo would be coming from Asia through Mexico aboard the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's this big machine that we're beginning to see materialize. And the North American Union is the system by which this machine would operate. It essentially just doesn't respect national borders. It just treats the U.S., Canada, and Mexico as one big continental nation, one nation state. And that's ultimately the goal, of course, is to make one nation, if you will, out of those three nations, similar to the way the European Union is forming or has taken form, where the once independent European nations once were. So it's a big behemoth that we're confronting, I guess you could say, and there's lots of parts to it.
Well, you know, Marcus, I look at the events of recent years where there was a lot of concern and opposition, for example, NAFTA out there, the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Right.
And quite clearly, I think anyone who believes in the national sovereignty of this country, politically, culturally, and economically, would oppose NAFTA.
Yes.
Nonetheless, it seemed to speed its way pretty clearly through the so-called track system, where the corporately controlled elements in both of the major political parties in this country gave thumbs up. Now we're looking at the North American Union, which would appear to be just an extension of what was really started in just with NAFTA.
Correct.
Do you think that this time we who feel the way that we feel on this thing, and just as an example, of course, the truckers' blockade coming up April 23rd, 24th, and 25th is evidence of some good red blood American opposition to this. What I see is an absolutely insane thing in regard to the interests of the average American. Do you think when you look at that truckers blockade coming up, that this is the beginning of a much larger groundswell of grassroots opposition to globalization, or do you think that ultimately this will fade and fizzle too?
I don't think it's going to fizzle. I think it might be a little bit late in the game in some respects. NAFTA was put into motion in 94 after being approved in during Christmas time in 93 when a lot of bad legislation is approved. And NAFTA had, a little bit of time to prove itself, but after 10, 12 years, it's shown itself to be nothing more than a globalist scheme that has eroded both the prosperity of America and eroded the prosperity of Mexico. it's too bad that this degree of opposition we're seeing now didn't come about some time ago, because as you alluded to, NAFTA was the basic groundwork for the North American Union, just as the European Economic Community and all those former arrangements in Europe were the precursor or the prerequisite for the European Union. It's the same kind of pattern. I don't know if it'll fizzle. I do wonder if it's a little late, but I think there's a lot of passion behind it right now. The truckers, as I understand it, and matter of fact, this is going to be in the very next American Free Press, both in the print version and online, AmericanFreePress.net on the Internet. I'm finishing up an article that mentioned that strike that you alluded to, and I think it's going to be in most of the state capitals, a number of them, as well as in Washington. Is that your understanding, too?
Yes, that's my understanding, actually, that this will involve the state capitals of all 48 continental U.S. Mm-hmm. States, as well as the White House.
Right. I think what happens with these issues is you have people that have all sorts of general concerns, but then one special issue will come along, such as the pending proposal by the U.S. Department of Transportation to allow the Mexican-domiciled trucks free reign throughout the United States to make pickups and deliveries. When issues like that come along, all of a sudden you're pushing the right buttons, and people, they stop talking in diners and donut shops and just talking about it, and they get pretty incensed and pretty angry, and they start taking action. And I think the Mexican truck issue was one of those hot buttons that got the average American to get out of his discussion mode and get into action mode. And I don't think it's going to fizzle. I just wonder if it laid in the game, because, you know, as you say, NAFTA started this thing well over 10 years ago, and this is just that gradual, patient, globalist consolidation that the elite in the world, often follow. That's their pattern. They're very patient and very cunning in the way they consolidate the world economically, politically, and culturally.
Yes, and quite clearly they've been very successful thus far on a whole series of fronts. I could not help but think, however, as I was reading your April 9th piece for American Free Press, mm-hmm. on this movement of these 14 states acting to stop this North American Union, that I'm just wondering if much as the Iraq War seems to be producing a groundswell among average Americans, a groundswell of concern about what the larger implications are of this internationalist foreign policy, have been and continue to be, that we've been pursuing for many, many years, and that much as this Iraq war seems to be galvanizing a lot of opposition right and left, mm-hmm. to the forces behind this war, it seems that maybe this truckers' blockade is going to achieve the same thing as more and more average Americans who look at this thing at all involving these Mexican trucks are going to be asking, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is the Mexican truck issue is a symptom of a larger problem, and that maybe even people that don't think about trucking per se might get concerned or wonder what the bigger picture is once they see this truckers' demonstration. Kind of a tip of the iceberg effect.
Yes, and it'll be curious to watch it, because, again, I've been amazed at how many years was this passivity on the part of the American people toward a series of things that, introduced incrementally, have resulted in the present crisis situation that we now find ourselves in. And it seems that at this juncture, you know, maybe this trucker thing, as well as the Iraq war, is going to create a broader populist coalition against what's happened both abroad as well as domestically.
Well, if the truckers actually strike, if they don't just put signs on their rigs and make noise, but I mean, if they were to actually stop making deliveries, and I'm not advocating that they should, it's not my call, obviously, but if they were to stop making deliveries or slow things down a little bit, that would affect everybody. That would get everybody's attention, store owners, store managers, you name it. You know, we're heavily dependent on trucking for our daily bread. Getting it from farm to table, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And everything in between. And so, yeah, trucking is one of those lifeblood kind of issues that could have a real ripple effect depending on what they do.
Well, you know, reading through your article, you emphasize, of course, that Idaho has now become the first state to pass a legislative resolution, House Joint Memorial Number 5.
Right.
That this involves an effort to direct the U.S. Congress to drop out of the North American Union, or NAU.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look at that piece, you mentioned that there are 13 states besides Idaho that are urging Congress to nix this North American Union Security and Prosperity Partnership arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Texas is not on that list. What do you make of that thus far?
I don't know. That's a good question. Certainly the governor down here, I know, has had a lot of pressure put on him by Vicente Fox, who Vicente can't seem to make up his mind which country he's president of.
Yes.
He's president of Mexico, but I think he also thinks he's sort of a honorary president of the United States. You know, it seems to be what he wants is what George Bush delivers. It's amazing how much the Bush administration kowtows to Vicente Fox. At any rate, that aside, I think there's a lot of pressure on the governor is one thing, because the Trans-Texas Corridor, of course, would be hammered together and started in Texas, and that's a major conduit for these trucks and for NAFTA/North American Union commerce in general. That's something that I'm going to look into a little bit more as to why Texas isn't part of this. That very well could be a follow-up in the paper very shortly, possibly even the next edition or the one after that. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that in American Free Press. That's a very good question. In the meantime, the states, of course, are Georgia, Arizona, Missouri, Illinois, Oregon, Montana, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, South Dakota, Tennessee, Washington, and Virginia, besides Idaho. And, you know, that's a fairly good cross-section. You got the South, you got the Midwest, Arizona back over in the Southwest, Oregon in the upper Northwest. And so we'll see if those states will encourage other states to follow suit. That's including Texas and other states. So we'll see how it goes and keep a close eye on that.
Yeah, and as you point out, and I noticed it at the time looking through the list, this is an interesting cross-section of states, because you have the Midwest and the South and the Southwest and the Pacific Northwest all represented by one or more states in this list of 13 or 14, counting Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably that might be added to in the days ahead. I find myself wondering, in relation to this truckers' blockade coming up next week or this coming week, if that isn't going to be a galvanizing force in getting some additional state legislatures to act.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that Texas will be one of the states they'll demonstrate in, the truckers, that is. And, I think that's part of their plan to try and influence not only the existing states to stand their ground, the ones that have already passed the resolution, that is, but also to get more states on board. And, of course, the big question always, will the federal government listen to the very state that once upon a time created the federal government under the Constitution back when they scrapped the Articles of Confederation? A lot of the states have been sort of hammered into this new mold where they're mere administrative units of the federal government. So then for the states to expect the federal government to act on behalf is tough uphill battle. The federal government has become an extremely, as if I even need to say this, arrogant institution, which goes without saying. But, I sometimes wonder if all 50 states pass something like this, if the federal government would even listen. I think that they're no doubt taking notice, but, of course, I do allude to in the article that there is federal legislation already on the books here, or already proposed, that is, to pull out of the North American Union.
And we'll be watching it real closely. We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Or
are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an index you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are not the grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to lead your preparations. So the first 10 people who purchase a stove will send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid, become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code BN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Just wanted to warn Mark, as well as the listeners, that this is historic time when we have a rather frequent series of commercial breaks that will take us through the next hour. And in about 10 minutes, we'll, of course, have a time for a more extended conversation again. It's at this juncture that I take the opportunity once more to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do so by contacting us online at republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. You can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling, by using those same contact points, republicbroadcast.org on the Internet, or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. And I also have a note to myself as well that when you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you'll find information about the very subject that Mark Anderson and I have been talking about here in the fifth hour of his appearance here, and that is the truckers' truck-out boycott. All 48 continental U.S. states are going to have the state legislature capitol buildings circled and shut down. Bumper to bumper, three trucks wide on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday this coming week, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. This is also going to involve a protest in Washington, D.C., a lawful protest on the part of these truckers. Listeners can go to republicbroadcasting.org for more information. I will also try to post Jerome Corsi's latest on this for WorldNet Daily at Breaking All the Rules News, so that RBN listeners who also peruse BATR will have an opportunity to see the latest from Mr. Corsi on this, which, of course, I have read at an earlier juncture in this show today. I have a couple of other news items to just mention to you in passing. We've talked about a little bit this morning. This groundswell for gun control that's going on in the wake of the Virginia Tech shootings yesterday is counteracted and contradicted by these very fine pieces today at lewrockwell.com. One is Matthew Clark's piece entitled "Gun Laws Cause Crime." The other is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who weighs in with something entitled "Ban People, They Kill." Those are important points to take a look at in the days ahead. I am going to have a couple of special guests in the next couple of days. Thursday, by the way, Gary Brum is going to come back from the USS Liberty. We're going to chat about a series of things related to the latest in the USS Liberty saga and what they're trying to get both the Department of the Navy and the United States Congress to do in regard to reopening this case. I have a new post of my own at BATR Columnist Guild that is entitled as follows. USS Liberty case, the Israel who attacked us then is destroying us now. You can find that at Breaking All the Rules News at the bottom of the main news page, and you can also click on it at the BATR Columnist Guild to see that essay in its entire long links that it provides. It's something I want to take up with Mark Anderson when we come back, only insofar as I say at the end of the article it indicates that maybe a wider American protest movement is coming. This is Mark Antos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press when we return. Stay tuned.
The Eye of the Tiger.